Hi, everyone. I'm Dan Albers, and welcome to ESPN Sports, the pregame and halftime show brought to you by Roslo Financial. And I'm joined here by a Hall of Famer here at Anderson High School, Sean Burdick. And, Sean, thanks for joining us.
Anytime, brother.
Hey, let's. We always do this with everybody. We always talk about, when we do this alumni feature, we talk about your position you played, your number, and the year that you played. So let everybody out there know that.
All right. 79 to 82, graduated in 83, number 88.
And we you know, the thing that we always bring up to a lot of these guys, too, is back, and I played right after you did. You were a senior when I was a freshman, but times were really, really thin and lean, and we weren't very good, be blunt. I mean, we weren't very good, and it was sometimes hard to get out there and play, but we did it because we loved playing football.
Oh, yeah, competition's what drives everything, and that was the name of it. That, and you got to beat up on people.
Yeah, and you obviously, you excelled in both, not only as a wide receiver. We were talking earlier that you did lead the city in receptions 1 year, but then you were also a great field goal kicker and a punter. And talk a little bit about that. Was that sometimes hard for you to do, or it just became habit that it was no big deal?
No big deal. Get me on the field. That's the reason I started doing it, is back in middle school, which is now, I don't even know what it is, a hospital outpatient deal.
Yeah.
But you had a chance to get on the field. Heck yeah, I gave it a shot, and then it just grew from there.
Yeah, we you know, also talk about, there's some games that I remember when I was playing at Anderson, and there's also some opponents or some teammates of mine. Are there any particular game that sticks out in your mind that you played against, or any players or any teammates like that stick out for you?
Let's see, game was, to me, beating Turpin for the first time since the split.
Oh, wow.
And that was off on a 3-0, so you can imagine how that happened.
And you kicked the field, and wasn't it a pretty long one, too, wasn't it?
I don't know, 37, something like that, and from a right hash, and a minute left in the game, something like that.
Was it raining that? Am I getting a mistake? I thought it was. I just remember I thought when I was little being here, I thought it might have been raining, but who knows?
It could have been. That could have been just me sweating, too.
But, you know, that, and then what about any, like, there's guys that I remember playing against that were like, oh, man, I remember.
I got that. Eric Kattis.
Yes.
Obviously of the Bengals in Michigan. I remember, so I was a sophomore, one of the junior defensive backs had to come up and make a play on him and got hurt. So as he's laying on the ground sprawled out, I just remember Kattis just reaching down, grabbing him by the back of the neck, lifting him up and standing him up, patting him on the hindquarters, and sending him back to the
bench.
It was hilarious.
Wow. Yeah, and I heard you talking earlier here to Patrick, and, you know, one of the other things, too, is back in the, I don't think people realize the league that we were in.
Oh, it was
back then, it was Hamilton County. You had Mount Healthy, you had Oak Hills, you had Coleraine,
yep.
Forest Park.
Yeah.
It was a tough, and we just back then, we couldn't hang with those teams.
No, not at all. They were gigantic compared to the size of our school. And then you had Norwood, who was also tougher
right
group of kids. And, yeah, we got our hindquarters handed to us repeatedly.
Don't you think that Coleraine, to me, I just Coleraine was probably one of the team that always stuck out to me. They were always big. They were physical. They always stuck out to me for some reason.
Definitely. They were brutal. There's not much difference on where they are right now to where they were back then. And the other one was Mount Healthy. So you had Princeton and mm-hmm. Moeller being the top two teams, and I think they were 1 and 2 in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mount Healthy, my senior year, was number 10 in the state.
Oh, wow.
So
I didn't realize they were that good. Yeah. I knew they were good. And then, you know, a lot of people don't understand, I guess, when the recruiting, you obviously got recruited for a punter. You had some opportunities to play. I believe Syracuse was one of them, and I think obviously you went to the University of Cincinnati. You know, kids always talk about, I feel like kids will be looked at no matter what school you're at and where you are, as long as the talent is there. Do you agree with that? I mean, I feel that it doesn't matter that you're at a small school. If you're good, you're going to be looked at.
You would think so. I mean, there's a lot, obviously having a little bit of experience here recently, there's a lot that goes into it, and the coaches are a big part of that. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So,
how was that for you with the recruiting process going? Was that a difficult thing for you to go through, or was it pretty easy?
It was so different back then. I had absolutely no idea what I was doing, so I went to a camp or two and ended up testing out the best at punter and kicker in the camp, and next thing I know, I don't know how, but they picked somebody to be All-State, and it was me, and I don't know.
Wow.
I mean, it was like, how, you know, yeah, I could punt, yeah, I could kick, but how on God's green earth anybody could say he's the best in
the
state.
Well, you're not giving yourself a lot of credit because you were pretty damn good. That's all I got to say because I remember watching and you were pretty good.
Yeah, well, I guess. I don't know. Anything to help us win. That's what it was.
So
team game.
You got recruited and went on to play at University of Cincinnati. And I will never forget one of your first college games, I believe, now tell me if I'm wrong, was at Penn State after they just won the national championship.
Yes.
Were you crapping your pants when you were out there?
Oh, God, yeah. Well, not when you, and I was explaining that earlier, when you pull up to Nittany Lion Stadium,
right.
You sit there and you think, all right, so you're on the top of a hill, and then you pull up and you've got hundreds of RVs around this thing, and you know I'm used to playing in front, at least at the start of the game was 800, and by halftime it was maybe a couple hundred, which was girlfriends, good buddies, and mom and dad.
Right.
That was it. And so you by the end of the game, you maybe had 100 people still here because we were not very good, and the level of enthusiasm, obviously everybody's going to support a winner, and we weren't the greatest team. So we pull up there, and you're looking at, you know, it's obviously real, defending national championship. And that was the reason why I went to UC. It was like, man, Penn State, man, Penn State, man, Oklahoma State, man, Miami of Florida, man, Auburn, man, Alabama. You know, it just, our list was never ending. I mean, it was the most brutal schedule.
Right.
But you played the best. That's who you want to play against. So we pull in there, and, you know, I'm looking around, and it's like, oh, there's 1,000 RVs, and then there's 100 rows of stands going up, and then it looks like the clouds were touching it, and the next thing you know, the sky's part open, and God's looking down on Penn State, and it's just like, holy crap, how are we going to win this one? And then,
and lo and behold, you guys did.
Yeah, I'll never forget it. I mean, I walked, you know, you every time you go on the road on Friday, you do like a pregame type of walkthrough just to get a feel for the stadium, the surrounding area, just, you know, so you can live it and feel it and breathe it. And I had no idea what I was doing. I mean, hell, I was barely out of diapers. And then there was a senior, fifth-year senior, his name was Bill Thomas, and he just turns to me as we're walking towards the bus after that Friday afternoon, and he goes, we're going to friggin' shock the world tomorrow.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, he's a massive guy. I mean, he's 6'6", he's 290 pounds, and am I going to tell him he's full of crap? No.
Wow.
All right, I'm in.
No kidding.
And we went, and it was like, holy crap.
Wow.
And I'll never forget it. I mean, it was insane. Our locker room was just
nuts. Yeah.
And the plane ride home, and the coaches, we're first-year coaches, first-year coaching staff at that level.
Lawson Brown, yeah.
And was just, we were loaded with talent. Our talent was unbelievable. I mean, we had people playing in the USFL, the NFL, and just...
Really?
They were unbelievable. They were really, really, really good.
And correct me if I'm wrong, didn't another former Anderson player, Dino Tidball, was he there at the same time you were at?
Dino, yes.
Was he there for that?
No, I don't know. And I ran into him a couple months ago. Actually, it was a month ago.
But he's another former Anderson guy that went and played on the UC.
Yeah, I think he started as a walk-on and then earned a scholarship.
He did,
to the best of my knowledge. But, man, he hit somebody one time and just, I don't know how the dude ever got up.
Really?
Or lived.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable. I think I saw lights go out, you know, the eyeballs roll back of the head as he was going to the ground. It's just like, holy crap. It was one of those things that echoed inside a nip.
Right.
And just was like, man, hardest hit I ever did.
Yeah. So you said that. Was there any other games in college that you either, you know, blew you away that you went to? I mean, I know you said there's a lot of those games right there. Was there any other ones that stuck out to you?
It was just murder. Obviously, that game becomes...
The most famous one has to be.
Yeah, and then how do you top that?
You can't.
Well, we didn't. It went straight down the toilet from there, but... We were still good. I mean, our first team could match up with anybody's first team. The thing we didn't have was that second, third, and fourth team guy that we could, you know, next man up. It wasn't there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just what it is. I mean, but it was a blast. I mean, it was really a blast. And those guys, the first team, defense, offense, were unbelievable. Just the talent level that the guys that played there.
Do you still talk to any of those guys?
Oh, yeah. We hang out. Matter of fact, our sophomore year, we started a golf outing, and we are now 34 years strong.
Wow.
Every year, and we've missed 2 years. Just we got to a point where everybody's had kids that were
right.
juniors and seniors, and you had to get them on the road, which is the recruiting world now, is you got to shove them into camps and
right.
do all that crap. But it is what it is. I mean, we started struggling a little bit, but you know, we just had it less than a month ago, and just
that's
awesome.
Pretty cool. That's cool that you keep in touch with them. And then I know later on. Now I could be wrong too on this. I'm not real sure, but didn't you go on to had a training camp? Did you go to Dallas? Is that correct? Or
that was one of four training camps that I was in. So
and how was that? I mean, was that like were you starstruck at first, or was it more?
No, it really wasn't, because that took care of itself in college. I mean, when you're playing.
Right.
Bernie Kosar, Vinny Testaverde, Bo Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
They're the best that there is. Shane Conlon. I mean, Tracy Rocker. Just, you know, just studs. Who's a Brown from Philadelphia? What was that big old boy's name?
Brown from Philadelphia.
Defensive end, defensive tackle.
Jerome Brown.
Jerome Brown. One of the best yeah. ever. So you're playing Florida State, University of Florida. Florida State, I already said that.
Yeah.
Florida State, Miami of Florida, then Auburn and Alabama, then Penn State, Virginia Tech. What do you want?
Yeah, yeah, you see them all. Yeah, you're right.
My senior year, I think seven teams went to bowl games, and might have been six or seven teams went to bowl games, and all of them won except one team. And the reason that one team lost is because Penn State was playing Miami of Florida for the national championship.
No kidding.
And it was just like, holy shit.
Wow. That's amazing.
That.
No, that's all right. No, that's good.
You can edit that.
No. That's pretty incredible. In the camp, though, I mean, didn't you make it pretty far? I mean, kind of got cut at the very end there, and it was...
A couple of times, yeah.
Yeah. Was it just Dallas, or was it...
Let's see. Started at Cincinnati, then to Cleveland, then to Tampa Bay, then to Dallas, and then the hell with it.
What was the one shot that you really thought that maybe what team that you had a shot?
Dallas.
Did you really?
Dallas. The way it was phrased to me, and you never know who's... blowing you smoke or not, but the way it was phrased to me, we would have made a change if it wasn't for Jimmy Johnson's first year, Jerry
really?
Jones' first year. You got an all-pro punter and an all-pro kicker that are a year removed from each.
Wow.
We'd get ran out of town if we made that kind of change, and I was just like, I get it, at least somebody was finally honest with me.
Wow. Well, that's, you got to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, well.
I mean, it sucks, but... You gotta still feel good about that.
Yeah, doesn't pay many bills that way, but
still,
I mean, I guess looking back, you could say, yeah, it was pretty cool, but the flip side of it is, wasn't close enough.
Exactly.
So
speaking of that, with being out of high school, I know, like, you know, you and I have known each other for a while through my brother, because you were a senior when I was. Do you keep in touch with any of the guys that you graduated with from here at Anderson?
Oh, God, yeah. It's about 20 of them. We run around different... times, you know, get together for nights on the town, watch ball games, go to ball games. Heck, we go down to tailgate.
Yep, I'm in that. I'm in that parking lot
too. Yeah, so I finally got my season ticket because my falls just opened up. So
for the first time in a long time.
A long, long, long time. I mean, it was. Last fall we had 60 events, sporting events, to get to between my three kids.
Wow.
So how do you do that?
Yeah, that's
and
crazy.
Then say, oh, yeah, sure, I'll give you a couple thousand dollars for a seat.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I did it. But you know what I mean. It's just like, how do you... There just wasn't enough time in the day. I mean, and we were driving. It wasn't like it was, oh, you're going to Turpin and then you go to McNick to watch the game. It was...
all over.
Yeah, I mean, my daughter played collegiately at Toledo and then went on to the NCAA tournament this past year, which was an absolute blast, and we had a chance to experience it.
Right.
And we're there watching the MAC championship games, and, you know, they win on a overtime minute left in the game goal, 30 seconds left in the game, something like that, to win it. And
wow.
It was just, I mean, it was insane, but you're driving to Kent State. You're driving, or Kent, or whatever it's called anymore. Eastern Michigan, and, you know, she played against Michigan and Michigan State and Ohio State and Notre Dame, and we're at these games watching them, and it's just like, holy smokes. I mean, you know, I kind of know what she was going through because I lived it, so.
Yeah.
But obviously it's a different world nowadays, too, so.
And, I know this is just me. I've been doing games for a long time, broadcasting, you know, played a little bit, but, You know, I heard we talking about earlier with Patrick there was that, you know, Anderson won the state championship in 2007. I know as me, we used to get the crap beat out of us, and then to see our high school playing in front of 20-some thousand fans was a pretty cool moment for me, and I'm sure it was for you too.
Big
as well.
Time, because I'm always following it. It doesn't matter where I'm at, what part of the city, state, country, wherever. I mean, it's like, let's check and see what Anderson did.
Right. Yeah.
Basketball and football and soccer and baseball and swimming and tiddlywinks. I mean, you just like, whatever. You lived it. You want to see what everybody's doing. And the alma mater makes you proud from time to time. It's a nice thing.
It is. John, I really appreciate you taking the time to do this. It's been long overdue. I know we've been trying to get this done. And hopefully, we were talking earlier, was that we're going to have this 80 years of Anderson High School football. We're going to have this coming up here. We'll have an announcement here later. But hopefully, I'll see you then.
If I live long enough, that'd be nice. I'd like the one that's 80 years ago that started playing.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's Sean Burdick joining us here on the pregame and halftime show, joined by Roslo Financial. We'll be back with game action right after this.